Hello, Elisa Leonard.
Hi, Elisa. Sean, returning your call. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Sean. Hey, so last winter, I was coming out of a parking lot, and it was like an icy day, and I was backing the car up to come out of the parking lot on the right side, and the brake slipped because it was icy, and I hit this pole, and I dented my car in the back. It's like, it doesn't look like a big deal. So when we went to have service done the last time, I had them look at it to say, like, can you just fix this? It, you know, it doesn't look like it's that major of a deal. And I'll just pay for it. Well, when they looked at it, they're like, well, if you're going to pay for it yourself, well, probably it's going to cost like $1,500. If we went through insurance, we'd probably fix this thing and this thing too. Not crucial, but it would probably be more like $2,800, right? They never gave me an official quote. So then when I called them to have my car serviced again, I said, you know what, we should probably just go ahead and fix that thing in my car too. So then the guy goes, well, we're going to have to keep your car for several days. And so if you'd gone through insurance, you'd have a rental car, but you're not going to have a rental car. You know what I mean? So it started to add up. So it made me think that I should talk to you at least to see whether it would make sense to go through insurance and have a claim, or whether I should still pursue it and do it on my own.
Do you have a picture of the damage?
I can send you a picture of it. It's really, I mean, it looks so minor, but they were like, well, we have to paint the entire thing. And I was like, oh, come on. I was thinking originally they could just pop it in, but it's actually chipped the paint. So, yeah, I can take a picture and send it to you.
I mean, I wouldn't recommend it because we're just in the last year, 2018, there was, you know, quite a few accidents.
2018?
Yeah.
You mean Aaron's? We didn't have any other ones.
Oh. No, there's one belongs to you on the CX-5 for property damage.
What?
Yeah, from March 16th of last year.
March of last year?
And then you're right, there's one that Aaron had.
Was it the 2014 CX-5?
This was a 2017 CX-5.
That's my car.
Yeah.
How can I have the amnesia to an accident?
I'm wondering if maybe...
Oh,
I
know what that was. That was a volleyball tournament in the parking lot. I forgot about that. That guy definitely wanted to go through insurance. So it wasn't a claim on my car. It was on his car.
Right. Property damage.
Yeah, somebody else's car. So, yeah, so I guess it wouldn't make sense because we've got that. And then the only other thing would have been the stolen car. No, because that wasn't through your insurance. That wasn't through you. Would you look at things that went through other insurance companies, too?
Correct. So up to five years. So the majority has been through for Aaron.
Right, but Aaron's not on our insurance anymore, right?
Correct.
So we still get... That still shows up on us, even though she's not on the insurance anymore?
No, not a surcharge for it.
But I'm just saying as far as claims go.
Which vehicle is it that you dented?
My 2017 car I drive.
Okay. What was the date of the accident?
I'd have to go back and think about it. It was in January.
I don't know that it would be covered because our policy didn't begin until February 22nd.
Oh. Well, maybe it I know it was in the winter, that I'm thinking was after we were covered by you. One of those, and it probably was like late February, March, because it was one of those late, like icy days. It was on a Friday, I remember, because I was debating, should I stay home or should I go into the office? And I decided it would be quieter if I went in the office, so I did. And I wish I had stayed home because it was really icy. And I just, I mean, honestly, I barely touched that thing, but it dented the car.
Yeah, I'd be interested to take a look at it.
All right, I'll send a picture to you. But, I mean, I'm just trying to debate whether it makes sense to go through insurance. So it sounds like with the claims that we already have, it probably still would make sense, even if I had to rent a car. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm just wondering why. I mean, because you'll pay a deductible either way.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering why they're insistent on making the insurance claim.
Well, they're not insistent. It's just that when I started thinking about it, originally I was like, okay, it'll cost like $1,500. Probably be better for me to just do it myself. I won't have them do all the extra stuff that they would have done if they did it through insurance, because there's like a little piece of the bumper that's got like this little cut in it. So they're like, okay, well, we'd replace the entire thing, right? And I wouldn't do that if I was just having it fixed. But they have to paint the whole quarter panel, and the paint takes time. So that's why I would lose the car for so many days that I was like, I was thinking that they would give me a loaner, but they're like, no, we don't give loaners for that. Usually insurance, if you're covered through insurance, you get a car, a rented car that you can use, but you can't use our loaner. And then I'm like, well, okay, shoot. So now I've got the repair, and I've got to rent a car on top of it. So
is this a dealership or a collision center?
Dealership.
Dealership won't give you money?
They won't for that period of time. They will only do a loaner car if it was service related. But if it's collision related, they don't. Because normally the claims go through insurance and the people have rental car coverage. So maybe I should have another body shop look at it.
That's also an idea.
I didn't think about that. And just not do it at the dealership.
I'm wondering if the dealership is inflating it by maybe double what it would truly cost.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it's minor if it hasn't been an issue for this long. I'd be interested to see a photo of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's cosmetic. It's nothing but it's starting to rust a little bit. So I was like, oh, shoot, I should probably just get it fixed. And so I was going to take the car in for service because I have a service contract with them, right? So they do the service on the car and I don't pay extra for that because it was all incorporated into buying a car. So I thought, while they have it, I'll just have them fix this dent. And I thought they'd give me a loaner. And it just opened a can of worms because then they were like, well, you're going to have the dent fixed. We're going to need the car for a week. And I was like, oh, okay. I can't go without a car for a week.
Right.
So then I talked to my husband. And he's like, well, why don't you call Sean and just get his opinion on it and see whether it would make sense for us to maybe backtrack and do it through insurance. It sounds to me like you're saying it probably wouldn't for something that minor.
For something that minor, I probably wouldn't, because your record has been pretty clean.
It has. I mean, we had that one, you know, thing in the parking lot in March, and that's really been it.
Yeah. But having two at faults in the 3-year period kind of moves you to a different rating tier. And
and you don't have anything like, you don't do that, like Allstate used to do that accident forgiveness. Theory doesn't do that.
No, because you'd have to come to us accident free to have qualified for that.
And that would be 3-year period of accident free? Is that how it works?
5 years.
5 years? Oh my God. Okay, we're way far away from that. all right. Thank you. I appreciate the advice. I'm gonna. I think what I'm gonna do is see if I can take it to a different body shop and see if they can do an easier repair.
Yeah, it's at least worth getting a second or a third opinion. And if
you're getting
large variances in the estimate amount, then you know something is not right.
Yep. Cool. All right. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. And I will keep you posted.
Of course. You can always send a picture over, too, to text it
to
this number.
Yeah, I will. I'll take a picture of it. I'm going to park in a second. I'll take a picture and send it to you. Oh,
okay.
And is this your cell phone? Can I send a picture to this number?
This is an office line, but yeah, we accept a picture message here also.
You can still get a picture? Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Then I'll send it over. Thanks, Sean.
Great. Have a nice one.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye.